Sharon Maley, Director of the Nursing Program.
My name is Laura Clayton, and I'm a professor of nursing at Shepherd University.
Why is it exciting for the nursing program to have this renewed again?
This is just phenomenal. We really try to provide opportunities for students for interprofessional education, and this is a stellar opportunity. Students work with advanced practice, with physicians, with social work, with diabetic educators, other disciplines on campus. I think you have about six or seven disciplines on campus.
Yes.
And this is where it really comes together and gives them that opportunity for that interprofessional, because nursing is not about being in a silo. It's about teamwork and creating the best patient care experiences we can, and it takes a team to make that happen.
Does it make this a more appealing program to have something like this?
Oh, absolutely. This is the state of the art in terms of what's occurring in the workforce right now, and it really prepares that student for immediate entry into the workforce to be a productive contributor.
And many of the students have said that this has changed their practice and what they're willing to accept when they go out into the workforce. They said they no longer want to be in a silo by themselves. They realize how beneficial it is to be part of that team with the social work, education, dietary, psychology, but how important it is for them to work together as a team for the patient so they get the care they really need.
Laura, give me the nuts and bolts of the grant. It's a renewal, right?
Yes, this is the third year of the grant, and 3 years is the maximum amount that I was able to get the grant for. So I'm really excited to be able to have the third year for the grant. And we have a lot of new things even planned for the students this year. One of the things we plan on doing in the fall is hold a poverty simulation, and that will be with the social work and the psychology students and the nursing students. So we'll have about 30 of each group together working through that simulation. Some of them will be people in the simulation where they may have to go to work but only get minimum wage, but they don't have a checking account. So what happens? Where do they go to get that check cashed? And then the realization that, oh, because I have to go to a pawn shop or something like that, I don't get the full amount from it. So it's really to help the students understand what it's like living from payday to payday, those that are homeless. So that's one of the experiences that we're adding in. We're also going to add in a new cultural simulation experience for the students. Plus, the students are still going to continue to work with things such as our Dining with Diabetes program, where they actually help come up with what the menu is and then help work with the patients to select out of this menu what foods can they have based upon the number of carbs that they have. We have students involved in leading support groups for the patients. So there's a lot of different opportunities, a lot of activities that the students are involved in as a group, as that team.
How many patients have you worked with, and will you be able to add any more? How many students are involved? What are the nuts and bolts of that?
We'll continue to add patients. There's about 150, 160 patients in the program right now. Some of them were registered last week. Others have been in it from day one. So it's really nice being around the patients. We had a picnic in June, and we had about 50 of the patients show up for it. And it was really neat to see how they were all supporting one another, talking to one another, them sharing what they've gained through the program, the challenges that they've overcome, and offering suggestions for other people on how to get past their challenges. Typically, we have about 10 nursing students per semester, and we have anywhere from 3 to 5 nutrition, exercise, physiology, psychology, social work, and then med students that are in the area from West Virginia University, and there has been one from Lewisburg also.